Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message.
Hi, welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast.
Hi.
Unfortunately, she is not here with us today. She's out ministering in New Zealand, out there in the Shire, which we're hearing great testimonies about. Yeah. And we can't wait to have her back home with us. But you do have myself and my partner here, Madeline. My name is Joe, and we are worship directors here at Ignite Movement Church. And we want to share with you something that's dear in our hearts. Like I said, we are worship directors here, so we want to talk about worship.
Yes.
What is worship? What is worship? You know, that question is brought up so many times. You see it in conversations, you see it in vlogs, you see it on people's timeline, in comments in the section. You hear about it. When it comes to the Christian aspect and things like that, Christian music, many people ask what worship is, and everyone has a different definition about it.
Yeah.
Based on maybe where you're at culturally in the world or in the country or where you're at in life, worship can have a different meaning. So it's all going to be very personal.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, I know one thing that we have learned here, one thing that has been taught to us by our pastors, by Apostle Patty and Pastor Randy, is one thing that worship can be is worship is something that gets you through. Gets you through what? Well, maybe some hard, difficult times. Worship can also get you through the high times. Not that the high times are bad necessarily, but it helps push you and finish. You know, we always think of getting you through something as in the deep valleys, you know, and a lot of worship songs start with talking about in the shadows, in the desert, out in the ocean, and just where it's a low place.
Yeah.
And yeah, worship does get you through that. Mm-hmm. But even once you're out of there, worship is something that also exalts God and brings you closer to Him.
Yes.
We see it time and time again in the scripture. After David was kind of, he was being attacked, and you would see him in the psalm talking about, oh, woe is me. My enemies come from my left, from my right, and they're attacking me. When, God, when? And you hear him kind of being, for lack of a better term, maybe a baby.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, he's reminded of who God is, mm-hmm. and he worships and exalts him. And all of a sudden, bam, the victory comes in.
Yes.
And David's now worshiping. And then you see right there a song of praise at the end. And he's just exalting God. So worship gets you through.
Yeah.
Through the low and even the high.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that one thing Apostle Patty is always teaching us, and it's something that we've learned just being here at this church. It's something so incredible because our church has this culture of worship. It's something that we've been beginning to learn. There's been a shift here at our church, definitely, with worship in general, just within the band, with ourselves, with our writing, how we're coming about this mm-hmm. whole aspect of music and what it can do in atmospheres. And just like I was saying, Apostle has always taught us that worship is one of the main things that gets you through the toughest of times. I have seen that woman go through crazy stuff.
Exactly.
And one thing that I can say is that she is most definitely a worshiper. And if anything, she has taught us so many things. But that's one thing that I can say she's totally taught us to do,
mm-hmm.
is that through the toughest, even when you don't feel like it, you know, there's times where, you know, maybe us, I know for me personally speaking, there's times where I've had a rough day, you know?
Yeah.
You walk into church and you're like, man, how am I supposed to do this? You know, how am I even gonna get through this just to manage, just to sing? And worship is so much more than music and singing.
Yep.
It's a lifestyle, and it's how your character is, you know, what you portray, what you give to God. And so, like I was saying, sometimes it's a little hard coming in. And, mm-hmm. you know, even when you go to church, whether you're in the congregation
mm-hmm.
or, you know, you're here serving as a worship leader, as a band member, so many times it can be difficult to be like, man, how am I going to get through this? But I can honestly tell you that one thing that has gotten me through is worship. Absolutely. And it's this feeling after you've done it where you know that you've given God your best, mm-hmm. where you're like, you feel like this new strength. It's like a new joy yeah. that comes at the end. And you're like, man, just by simply giving of yourself, you know, in that moment, just forgetting everything and just focusing on Him, it's something that's so life-changing and it's so necessary every day, like every single
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Like, just that example you said, maybe you come in tired.
Yeah.
Especially on those midweek services, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm sure people out there that go to church that either you're on a worship team or you're part of the congregation and you go to church during that midweek service, you're coming in from work, you're coming in from school,
yeah.
you're coming in from home, you know, you're trying to get the kids in the car all together, come on, time to go to church, kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you go in and you find it hard to be at church.
You're yeah.
just like, you maybe in your mind or something, that's like a cross off the checklist kind of thing to
yeah.
do, but all of a sudden, when the worship starts, when you begin to just exalt God, all of a sudden it does something to you and it gets you through that, you know, and it's a push for the rest of the week, and you take that home and you put it into practice
yeah.
and all of a sudden you've picked up a new something new in your arsenal to get through those moments.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's so cool.
Yeah, for sure. It's just one of the things that it's so necessary. It's like it's just like when you breathe air, it's necessary. When you eat because you're hungry, it's necessary. Worship is something that's necessary in everybody's life. You know,
yeah.
that's a way of growth. It's how you grow in your relationship with God. And that this is one thing that I think that in our church, you know, alongside Apostle Patty's amazing preachings that she's been giving
yeah.
us, it's just one of those things that goes hand in hand and has been like launching our church into a totally different season, a new kind of feeling. You can feel it in the atmosphere mm-hmm. where it's just people are ready to worship.
Yeah.
And it's just so easy just to get into the presence of God.
It's like it sets the thermostat, right?
Exactly.
It sets a thermostat of, you know, what it should be at.
Yeah.
And that's our goal. That's our mission. That's our purpose. Another thing that worship does, worship gets you through, right?
Yeah.
It gets you through those moments. It gets you through life. It helps get you through those, you know, the lows and even the highs and,
yeah.
and those in-betweens. You know, it's so important to our lives. But another thing that worship does is identity.
Yeah.
What can you share about
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Identity is something that I think us as humans, we struggle with daily. You know, it's uh-huh. something that at every point in your life, you're always like, who am I? What am I here for? And you go through these questions and you're always like, what am I doing? There is a point in time in my life where I was struggling with this greatly. You know, you see people and you're like, man, they worship so well, they sing so well, they do this so well, and you know, why are they getting this way, or why are they feeling God more, or maybe I should be like them, or I should mm-hmm. sing that song, or you know, do certain things. And I remember there was a point where I was beginning to get so frustrated with my life, and I was like, what am I doing? What, like, why am I even doing this? And all for the wrong motives, you know. Mm-hmm. I was trying to feel accepted. I was trying to feel, you know, a part of something so badly. And it wasn't until I was speaking to Apostle Patty, and she was just sharing, and I believe she was sharing with the whole worship team, and she was saying, when you are yourself in worship, that's when, like, everything in your life just begins to flourish. When you are so vulnerable, you know, and this is something that I've learned, and something that I've learned to do, you know, every day, is that you need to have that moment where you're so vulnerable before God and you're like, this is what I'm going through. This is who I am, you know, and not just dumping the bad stuff on Him, but just, you know, simply saying, thank you, God, you're so good to me. You know, you've done yeah. this and this in my life. You know, maybe I'm not where I want to be, but you're taking me there exactly, you know, where I need to be. And just yeah. being so vulnerable, like so bare before Him, and like, this is who I am. I'm not trying to be anybody that I'm not.
Yeah.
And, you know, just enjoying Him as your Father and enjoying His presence one-on-one, you know. So many times, and I'm speaking for, you know, if you're a worship leader, take this. And just, you know, we try to portray and we try to act like we have it all together and, you know,
yeah.
like everything's good and great. And even if you're not a worship leader, if you walk in, you put on that church face and you're like, I'm good. No, that's not something that you should be doing, you know. It's when you're so vulnerable and
right.
you're like, man, God, I need you to show me who I am,
yeah.
you know? And it wasn't until I locked myself in my room I was so sick of where I was at. I was so sick of pretending to have it all together. And like, you know, even in myself, I needed healing. Mm-hmm. I needed restoration in certain areas. I needed, you know, God to speak to me one-on-one personally. And so I remember locking myself in my room and just sitting on my bed and like just waiting, like no music on even, just waiting and asking God, God, show me, you know, what do I need to fix? Show me how you see me, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things when you worship, and even that, I wasn't singing, there was no music on, you know, but just me simply being vulnerable, I can say that was my act of worship. Mm-hmm. I was just, God, this is who I am, you know? And definitely. I need you to show me who I am in your eyes, like through how you see me, basically, you know? And so, yeah, and after that day, I can tell you, I was delivered, I was healed, I was all of this stuff, but it was all in that one moment of worship mm-hmm. where it was just me and him. And I love one of the things that Apostle has said is that who you are in private, in your private time with God, what you do in private, you know, when you have your devotional time, when you read your Bible, you know, reading your Bible is an act of worship.
Right.
Giving your offerings, your tithes and offerings That's is an act of worship. Yeah. You know, how you live, how you treat your kids, your wife, your husband, right. you know, everything, how you are at work, that's an act of worship. And that's one thing that I needed to align every area in my life. And man, I just want to please God. When you worship, you're pleasing him. You know, everything that you do, every aspect of, you know, your life should be pleasing to him. And so that's one thing that I can say, like, man, through worship, I found my identity. And it's something that it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't act like anybody else. You're not trying to put on this facade, this face, you know, of like, you know, I'm fine and this is good. No, you know, and that's one thing that I love about worship. And I believe that's one point, you know, of what worship can do in your life. It brings identity, this like knowing, like, God, you see me as your daughter, right. you see me as your son, right. you know, and this is who you've created me to be a worshiper, whether you sing or you play an instrument or not, you know, everyone's called to be a worshiper.
I love it because everything you just said describes is perfect for the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Of what worship can do to an individual. Looking for answers, looking for something, looking for identity, mm-hmm. and everything you described is a perfect example of what worship does to an individual. But I've also seen it in the life of a worship leader of a band member, and now kind of speaking to the worshipers out there, the ones that serve on the worship team and the worship ministry. You know, you serve as a BGV, background vocals, or you're the second guitarist, you know, and or you're one of the worship leaders. That everything she said connects to that identity. It's found in the private times.
Yeah.
You know, if you're looking on YouTube and you're seeing all these great worship bands out there that travel the world, you know, and you know who they are, and they're great and they're powerful and they bring the presence of God. But if you're trying to imitate that, then you're not being genuine to who God created you to be.
Exactly.
You know, and we've seen it here at church as we train new worshipers, as we train new people. They ask us, well, how do you do it? Like, well, we say how we do it. We show and we kind of explain how we do it.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's a leaning and a trusting in God.
Yeah, it's so much deeper than that.
It's so much more than just saying, it's step one, step two, step three.
Yeah.
And once you hit this third song, you're going to do it. No, it's more than that.
Like, yeah.
You have to be aware of what the Holy Spirit is doing in the atmosphere. And you're not going to know what God's doing in the atmosphere in the middle of a worship service if you don't know what he's doing in the atmosphere in your room.
Yeah.
You know, so everything that happens there, it's just training ground for when God's going to put you up on the altar, on the stage, to sing, to dance, to play, to minister the people of God.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole purpose of it. It's not to reach industry. It's not to make a name for yourself. But everything is to make the name of Jesus
yes.
so much higher.
Yeah.
And that's something that, that's why it's so key to find identity, where you're not trying to be the next so-and-so big singer. You're not trying to be the next big person. You know what I mean? You're just trying to fulfill God's calling in your life for this moment, for this time, for such a place as this. And if it's in a small church in rural Kansas or in West Texas or in New Zealand or wherever you are, like, if that's God's purpose for your life, find identity in that, in what God's called you to do, and you see what God can do. He can launch you.
Exactly.
You know, and that's just crazy. I love it. I love worship. It's something that, you know, it's obviously dear to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's dear to all of us. You know, if you're listening, it's dear to you because you're still listening to us.
Yeah.
And that's great. And I want to share a quick testimony of what God's done in perhaps my life. Recently, about a year ago, my wife and I, we welcomed our first daughter, Hannah Lyric. And she's a cutie. They'll put a picture of her right now, and I'm just joking. And, well, she's a godsend, you know, my first child. And we got bad news as soon as she was born. Mm-hmm. They took her away from us, and we didn't see her for about 8 hours. And we knew something was wrong. And when the doctor comes and tells us bad news, that she has transposition of the greater arteries, meaning basically that her arteries and her heart were switched. She wasn't getting blood and oxygen correctly. Mm-hmm. So they had to do emergency heart surgery. And my wife began to just break. And at that moment, as the doctor's telling us this, I know he's going to tell us some bad news.
Yeah.
And I just stand firm. I just feel myself kind of like sink down and just like say, okay, get ready for this because here it comes. Like everything you've learned about worship, about trusting God, it's about to be put to the test. And sure enough, like it was.
Yeah.
Fly out there. And throughout the entire time out there, I was just, I didn't have time to be sad.
Yeah.
I couldn't be sad because I know that God was going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to do something. And I worshiped. I just put my head down, put my phone on, put some music on, and I just thanked God.
Yeah.
It wasn't a song of God bring healing, God bring the victory. No, it was just thanking God.
Mm-hmm.
For being God.
Yeah.
For being beautiful God. And I worshiped him through that moment. And the two things we talked about, how worship gets you through a moment and brings identity, I was able to see like, God, like you are here. You are God.
Yeah.
And it through that hardship, through that hard season in my life, in my wife's life, God came through.
Yes.
My daughter is alive. She's a 15-month-old little girl just running around.
She's
now
beautiful.
Gorgeous, like she just melts your heart every time you see her. And but through that, God was able to give us something.
Yeah.
And we want to share with you guys soon. It's a new song that was birthed out of that moment, and it's called Daybreak. And the song talks about how there's always it starts in the daybreak. You bring the victory. And every shadow is cast aside. And it's talking about hope. It's talking about faith. That even though it's dark for the moment,
yes,
light is going to come.
Absolutely.
It's scriptural. It's his promise. And God brings the victory. He's a champion of heaven. He is undefeated in every situation.
Yes.
And it did something to my life. It did something to my wife's life. And it, as when we introduce it to the church, it did something to the church.
Yeah.
Like the first time we introduced it, people just raised their hands and just worshiped. It's like they knew it the whole time. Like,
yeah.
What? You guys know the song too? it was crazy. And God did something through that situation. A beautiful moment was birthed.
For sure.
And the church has captured it, run along with it. And we're excited to share it with you guys.
Yes.
We are super excited to share it. We've done a lot of recordings done. We're just finalizing some things, but we're excited to share it with you guys because I know it's going to minister your hearts. But in the meantime, if you guys want to listen to some of our songs, we have another song called No Love Like Yours. You can find it anywhere on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you find your music. You can find it. Just look for us, Movement Band, MVMNTBND. You can find that song. You can worship alongside with us up until when we release the new song, Daybreak, which will be coming soon. And what other housekeeping things can we take care of?
Well, just I'm really excited for Daybreak.
Okay.
I just had to throw that in there. Because I've seen how it's changed you. I've seen how it's changed your wife. And I've seen how it's, you know, marked our band and also the church. And so it's just been incredible. I'm really excited for what is going to happen when you guys hear it. And lastly, women, if you're listening, I just want to invite you. Apostle Patty is going to be preaching. We're going to have a women's conference, and it's going to be amazing. Yeah. It's September 7th and 8th, and we are so excited.
I think 6th
and 7th. Yes, so
six
sorry. And seven. It's the 6th and the 7th of September.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. But Apostle Patty will be preaching, and a movement band will be there worshiping, mm-hmm. and it's just incredible. We want to invite you. And just, yeah, right there where you're at, you know, when you're listening, as you're listening, we just want to bless you wherever you're at. So right there, why don't you just close your eyes? If you're driving, don't close your eyes, but just receive what God is going to do, because I know that God is doing an amazing thing. I felt his presence as we were just speaking, and, you know, worship is so incredible. So we just want to bless you right now. Father, we thank you. Yes. For the beautiful people that are listening, Father God, wherever they are at, Lord, I send your presence, God. Father, just unite them in worship, Lord.
Yes,
unite God. Them to your heart, because worship brings them to your heart, closer to your heart, Daddy. And God, I ask that you bless them. You bring identity, yes. Father, as they worship, as they seek you, Lord. In their private time, you are blessing them. God, you are giving them more. You are restoring hearts, healing hearts. Father, I ask that you bring your presence. Yes. You are restoring your presence to those that haven't felt your presence in a while, God. Amen. I ask that you are pouring out your yes. presence, your love to your people right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for who you are and all that you've been doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We want to thank you guys for joining us. You can find and follow Apostle Patty on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Movement Band,
yes.
MVMNTBND. And take care. God bless.
God bless you.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.